shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress.
That is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He indeed is Lord. He is over all, and in Him we live, we move, we have our being. I greet you from the lovely city of Lincoln, Nebraska, where I've been on the road for a little bit, and I've been kind of going through a little bit of a time of reflection as well, and an interesting time for my family, because recently my grandfather passed away from my U.S. side, and he was the last patriarch, last grandparent that I had, and before the haters out there start trying to figure out all kinds of ways of trying to say something bad. Listen, the guy was almost 95 years old. He lived an amazing and very full life, and all the way up until the very end he lived in his own place, and was surrounded by people that loved him and cared about him, and just an amazing life, an amazing person. But anytime that somebody passes, and there is that scripture that says that it is better to be in a house of mourning than a house of feasting, because it does you automatically go into a time of reflection. A time of reflection about that person, a time of reflection about your priorities in life. What is there? What are you doing in your time here? And ultimately, the fact that all of us are passing through. And, any time that somebody passes that is close to you, it will solidify all the more that, those that are here in your life right now, either they will leave or you will leave at some point from this paradigm. Now, this is also something that we need to always make sure we keep in the forefront of our thinking, is the fact that this paradigm is temporary. And, but while we're here, there are certain things that we should figure out. There's certain things that we should understand. There's certain things that are necessary, because in the understanding, in the revelation, you will actually be able to properly appropriate and use and spend your life on earth according to that which has eternal merit, that which has eternal value, that which is actually worthwhile. See, you can fritter away your energy and your time here in the earth doing all kinds of things, but what are the things that truly matter? What are the things that truly are important? Because if you look at it truly, all our life is, as scripture says, but a vapor. We're here and then all of a sudden we're not. So if you're trying to break it down to your doing, there's things that God gives us as far as assignments go, but as far as doing goes, there's a lot of things that you're not going to be able to do for God, to do, it's not you separate from Him. See, it's for the child of God, it is you connected to the source, who is the vine, and in John 15, as it talks about, and from that place of being and living in that connection, from that place, the overflow of that relationship, you and the Father and you, that from that place, the overflow of your time on the earth is an extension of the kingdom flowing through you. See, what the world wants to do is the world wants to put you in a little tiny place and suck the life out of you, drain the life out of you, because the creative power of God is in you. So it wants to put you in a place and make you a battery and suck the life out of you. Whereas what God wants to do with you, and Jesus came to set the captives free, so He wants to set you free, and He wants you to then follow him. And then as you follow him and are being led and guided by him, then he wants to pour you out according to his purposes. And in him pouring you out, there's some incredible things that happen with that, because that which you do is in connection with him. That which you do is in connection with that which is eternal, that which is real, that which is true. See, you know, what's funny is the time that we live in right now, we live in a time where there's so many things that are being exposed, so many lies and deceptions are being just brought to the surface and being just revealed and shown to everybody. So in that whole process, a lot of people struggle because they don't know what's real. And especially if they don't in themselves have a heart for truth, well, you are going to be deceived, because you can't recognize truth unless you have truth in you, because deep cries out to deep, deep calls out to deep. So you have to have truth in you. You have to have that pursuit in you, because then when you have been searching and seeking, if you ask, seek and knock, if you ask, you shall receive, if you seek, you shall find, if you knock, the door is open. So if you're asking for truth, if you're seeking for truth, if you're knocking on the door of truth, that's what you're going to find in life. That's your pursuit, and that's your heart. That's what you're going to find. And then when you encounter the lie, it's like, oh, okay, that's what that is. Because why? Because it doesn't line up with the spirit of truth that's in you. See, this is where so many people get deceived, because they don't necessarily hold on to that which is real and that which is true, but they rather subscribe to a form of godliness that denies the power thereof. A lot of people are happy with the forms. A lot of people are happy with that which would give them some semblance of belonging and some semblance of stability and security. And so that's what they look for. But in the process of doing that, it actually kills and destroys themselves, because now they've surrendered that which is real and that which is true for that which is a form and which is ultimately a lie. And the time that you know it's a lie is because they get deceived. And see, now my dad and I, we talked about some of this stuff some time back. And I've told you about that prayer that my dad taught me to pray, which I encourage you guys to pray as well, which is, Father God, don't let me be deceived. See, here it is. Like, the human heart, it has certain things that are going on there that, you know, if you lean onto your own understanding, and if you are not acknowledging the Lord in all your ways, you can get swayed. You can get swayed by a desire. You can get swayed by a longing of your heart. You can get pulled in a different direction by something which seems good. And you can even argue for it and justify it. But in the end, it is that which will destroy you. Now, ultimately, for the child of God, if you are seeking truth, and if you pray and you ask, Lord God, you are the Spirit of truth, so please keep me from being deceived. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from the evil one. That is your prayer. And if you're praying that and you're asking that and you're seeking that, then now you put it on him who is the Spirit of truth to lead and guide you into all truth. And what did he say? He said that you need that no man should teach you, for the Holy Spirit will teach you when he comes upon you. My gosh, where is that coming from a pulpit on a Sunday? We need that. We need to know that. We need to know that you can trust the way the Spirit of God speaks to you. Now, when God will speak through somebody like myself or my buddy Zeph or a brother Thomas or a Kanita or a Patrick or a Daniel or so many different people out there that I know that love God, when God speaks through those ones, when he speaks through us, what he will do is he will oftentimes confirm that which God has already put in you, and it'll resonate in you, and that truth will resonate in you to what God is already showing you. So it helps encourage you to continue on, because it's part of your living dynamic relationship with the Father. So as the Spirit of God is speaking to you, as you are receiving the messages that come from the head, and the head is speaking to you, when he speaks to you, he also will speak through his true body to help encourage you to continue strong in that direction that you're going. Now, how has that been in relationship to that which you've experienced up to date. Does that sound familiar? So does God stir a question in your heart, and then you're seeking, and then along the way, He starts speaking to you through different things. He'll speak to you through the Word. He'll speak to you sometimes in a dream or in His voice, or He'll show it to you somewhere, or sometimes you'll turn on one of these, and it'll answer a question. And why is that? Because God is speaking to you directly, because He wants you to have a living, dynamic, real relationship with Him that is not contingent on another person. You know, I mean, these last, I don't know how long it's been since I've done the last audio, but God occasionally will keep me quiet. And if this voice goes away, it shouldn't be a hindrance for you that the voice goes away, because you should have your own walk. Now, it should be encouraging, I hope, God willing, and this is helpful and encouraging to you, but, you know, it is really between you and Him, ultimately. What we do here is an extension of our faith, an extension of our obedience to the Spirit of God. So when God quickens us to do something, like, okay, this is our part. So our success is in the obedience. So really, if one person listens, if two people listen, if thousands or tens of thousands listen, or hundreds of thousands listen, it's whatever it is, it's fine. You know, it is what it is. If we've done it as unto the Lord, then that's just all it should have been, and that should be the extent of it. So, you know, the success is in the obedience, not in the result. Now, for you, the child of God, it is your walk, and you need to know this walk for yourself. You know, I think God gave me a little time to spend some time in reflection and to spend some time, you know, really thinking about my grandfather's passing. And you know, so I think that's been part of it. I think it's so often God does multiple things at simultaneously. So He will be speaking to you at the same time that He may be doing something with you. He's also working something out with other people. And so I'm learning more and more just to settle into how He does things. And that there's always times to be active and to speak, and there's other times where it's like, okay, you know what? We just keep our powder dry and we just wait on the Lord. So, you know, as we pray, we've seen so much happening. As we pray, we've seen so many places where God has been intervening in response to our prayers. And I'm encouraged even more and more as I see that, and I see God's hand at work when He's quickening us to pray. I mean, things are shifting dramatically. So, you know, God is co-creating with you, brothers and sisters. And the world does not want you to realize the power that's in you. The world wants you to think that you are helpless or dependent, or that you have no say, or that you are just sort of stuck here as a victim, just waiting, hoping for God to kind of just get you out of here last minute. You know, listen, that's total BS, all right? You have been granted, by the sheer nature of your creation, the power that created the universe is in you. The very power, the very Spirit of the living God is in you. And God creates in and through you. So the world does not want you to recognize what's in you. Now what it does want is it wants to enslave you of your free will and take that power that's in you, usurp it, and use it to create their illusion and their trap for souls, and just to try to lock it down to keep everybody inside the prison, the soul scalping machine, and keep people from ever getting out. That's what they want to do. But when you, brother or sister listening in, when you actually realize who you are, and you exit out through the door, who is Christ, and you're on the way out, and you're being led by His Spirit, His sheep know His voice, and you're being led by His Spirit, you will not follow another, and as you are walking in that direction with Him, and now He has works for you to do that are an extension of your faith, you don't do the works to try to prove anything. You're just doing them because it's an extension of who you are. It's an extension of your obedience, and it's not a big deal. You just do them, and God works through you. Now, as you do that, you are doing His works. And in the process of you doing his works, you are seeing incredible eternal results happen. Sometimes you may not even see the consequences, but it is making impacts in the natural realm as well as in the realm of the spirit. And you've got to know and understand that God is working in and through you, and you've got to just resolve to move in that space. But as you're doing that, you're creating. And God is creating in and through you. And he's doing incredible and powerful things that they don't happen with the worlders. See, the worlders, they don't create. They can only take that which God has done and manipulate it around and try to... But they... You know, they can only take God's dirt and do something with God's dirt. They can only take the DNA that God has already put in you and splice it and mutate it and try to do something with that to make an abomination. They can't make their own thing. They don't have the ability to create anything. They don't have that in them. And what they do is they distort. And typically what you'll always see is the world will have a veneer, a form of godliness that denies the power thereof. They'll have a surface level understanding that will be there, and they'll try to have some semblance of good, but right underneath that surface, if you just scratch a little bit, you'll see that there's just this raging evil inferno of just clawing and just, oh my gosh, they just lose their minds. And that's right underneath. There's no peace there. There's no solution there. There's no life there. So, you know, on the surface it looks like Disneyland, but, you know, it's really just another level of hell. So now for the child of God, we move in that creative power of the living God. And as we move in that power, God works through us. As he works through us, things change. And the world doesn't want you to be moving in that, because part of what happens when you move in the creative power that God has put in you is you also see some realizations of some of the things that are in the scriptures. Like, for example, Jesus said, "For this reason the Son was manifest, to destroy the works of the devil." 1 John 3, verse 8. Now, when you are walking in the spirit of the living God, and you are also continuing on that which is an extension of his work on the earth. So when you do the things that God has for you to do, you are seeing a destruction of the works of the devil. The works of the devil are being destroyed in your own life. They're being destroyed in the lives of others around you. My gosh, just your presence will upset people. Just you being in a spot upsets people. Because why? Because light's shining in. Light's shining through you. Light's shining in the dark places, and they realize there's another way, and they don't like that. Because the world wants you to think there's only one way, that all roads lead to Rome. No, that's their path. All the roads that they have lead to the trap. But we have a different path. No one comes to the Father but by Jesus. So there is another path. Now the world will set you up. If you go one of multiple different choices that the world has to offer, if you go through any of those, yeah, it's going to just ultimately steer you back into the soul scalping machine. You know, there's a series we did a number of years ago. It's on Faith Mix. It's called The World. And we talk about, in that series, different manifestations of the world and the world system. And what you'll see is you'll see that even it's sort of like a hydra. You know, you'll have that body of it, but you'll have different heads. And each of these different heads that are there, with the different heads that are there, it may have a different personality. So you may see the religious system of the world, or the economic system of the world, or the entertainment system of the world, or the medical system of the world. Or you'll just go through all these different things that are there, but in the end it's all built on that same beast system, you know, with the same earmarks of the system, where they want to enslave people in, they're going to right away create and establish their hierarchy, where you've got people that you are enslaved to, and then you enslave others below you, and you treat the people above you, you kiss up to them, and you will treat the people below you, you will treat them like dirt. And, you know, I mean, and at the top of that pyramid is Lucifer laughing all day long, who hates everybody, but wants to kill everybody. And, you know, people just think if they can just climb that ladder and get to the top, that they're going to be all right, not realizing that that ladder is leaning against the wrong building. And does that not sound like the world in every single place? I mean, I know people, plenty of people that have went out to Hollywood, and that's what they found. I know plenty of people that have participated in the religious systems of the world in its many different forms, and that's what they found. I know plenty of people that have participated in the economic systems of the world, and they keep coming up against the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. And here's the thing, when you start walking with Christ, you realize, hey, there's another way. There's another path. God is your resource. God is your source. God is, and you know what? Here's the thing. The world is going to shun you in its own way. And you know what? If you were on the world's side and you had one of us show up, you would do the same thing. Because we're dangerous. Listen, we're dangerous to the world and the world system. Now, yes, we have the solution. We have the things that they need. Their very survival. We're just about there, getting very close, but to the time where their very survival will be contingent on the success and the moving forward of the children of God. That means that the children of God must be lifted up in order for them to survive. And if the children of God are not, it will assure their own destruction. Like Joseph, like that same kind of situation. The Joseph situation was exactly that. The time came where he would be brought before Pharaoh. And when he was brought before Pharaoh, if he was not lifted up in that context and in that time, if he was not, one, granted access, two, granted position, three, granted the resource to do what it was that was necessary to be done, if he was not granted those three at the opportune time, then they would have assuredly sealed their own fate and their own destruction of their entire households. All of them would have starved to death. All of them would have died horrible deaths. Them and their entire lines and their entire households. But Pharaoh had the wisdom and the smarts, and he knew that God was in the middle of all of what was going on. So he elevated Joseph. And in the end, the result was that his nation was spared. Now, there are those that will turn their back on God, turn their back on truth, and destroy those that are real. And in doing so, they're actually cutting off their own lifelines. They're cutting off that which is the only last hopes that they may have. So, anyways, we're moving into also that kind of period of time in different places, different spaces. Now, it's a little bit of a mixed bag. Yes, the wave is continuing to grow, continuing to move forward, and we've been talking about that. There's plenty up there that you guys can go back and look for audios which speak about the wave and the wave of light, and that's what we've been encouraging you guys as we've been praying as well and praying in 20 on 20 with Zeph at the Zeph Report. And a lot of things have been taking place. Listen, you know, we don't have to verify or validate to anybody at this stage. All the stuff is up there publicly, you know, and there's a huge, huge, huge track record that you will struggle to find many other places that are that up until this point. Now, I don't know how much longer the site's going to stay like it is, but this much documented, this much up there, and this much of a historical track record of truth that's there. Very rare that you find something like this. So now when that's there, and when we call things out for what they are, hey, you know, we've earned our stripes, all right? So at least have a little respect for that. If you're a hater out there. And we know those are out there too, because the devil assigns those. But even with them, listen, we don't want to see. We would prefer, let's just put it like that. We would prefer, if at all possible, that you would have a Saul to Paul experience, and that you would turn and realize that the Jesus that you've been persecuting is actually Lord and Christ. That if you realize that these are the children of God doing the work of God, and that they mean you no, they don't have anything against you, but they have to do what God has for them to do. Now, the human agents of the enemy, though, listen, you're in a bad way. You're in a really tough spot. The children of God, we're coming into our own right now, and it's fun. It's an amazing time for the child of God. But for the worlders, listen, you're in a rough spot. Your only way out is Jesus, period. That's it. So you might as well get on his page while you have the chance and you have the opportunity, and you won't, that, listen, that door closes quick, and when it does, it's over. So, seek the Lord while he may be found, you know, and that's hoping that he takes you. He may not, you know, there's, so I think sometimes people assume that it's just always there and always open. Listen, you know, no one comes to the Father unless the Spirit draws him. So, you know, if God is nudging on your heart at all, by all means, take that opportunity. But there's a lot of people that are going to try to look for truth, and they're not going to find it. They're going to try to look for him. It's not going to be there. Or God may just let them continue on in a delusion to the very end. So, this is the moment you have. So while you have this moment, seek him. While you have this moment, with as much of yourself as you know, give it to truth, give it to him, give it to God, and let him lead and direct and guide you. Because if you don't, there's, what else is there for you? You know, if you think you're going to win in the game of the world, you're signing up with a bunch of losers. Ah. For this reason, Christ Jesus was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. And that, my brothers and sisters, is what we are seeing and witnessing. And God is continuing to shake everything that can be shaken according to his word and his promise. My gosh. What an amazing time we live in. So I want to encourage you guys out there today as you're listening in. Continue to track with him. Continue to ride that wave. Continue to keep your focus on Christ Jesus. Continue to let him lead and direct and guide you. Continue to realize that your life here, this is a window that we pass through. And God will take care of you. And God will, he knows he's put desires in your heart and all kinds of things that are there. But you put it all before him. He's the king. He is his kingdom. It is his. He's the king, a king with the dominion. So he's the one over it. And you just submit it all to him and let him lead and guide and direct and shape and have his way in and through your life. And in that process, you will see the manifestation of God's plan and purpose for your life. Trust him because he knows what he's doing. And with that, just know that also we love you guys and we're praying for you. Thank you guys for pray for us. And that, you know, do different things to encourage us to continue on. You know, it's, hey, you know, as we all do our part, that which God intends happens. So with that, we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. And we will talk to you again sometime soon. God bless you. All right. Bye.
I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and know him, my salvation. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, and no plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you, to guard you in all your ways.